You're listening to What's Up with Wendy.
I think fight song might be my new song for my show.
Ooh, all right.
How's that?
I hear you. Okay, Wendy, I love it.
My heart is literally skipping a beat. I am a huge fan. Welcome to my show, Paul Reiser.
Wow, thank you. That is so nice.
I am thrilled to welcome back to my show, Barbara Corcoran.
Welcome and congratulations, Wendy, having a national show now. I'm very proud of you.
Well done.
You took a little thing and made a big, big thing.
Michael Bolton.
Hello. This is
Wendy, yes.
Hi, Wendy. I've reached the real one. Okay.
The real thing. Welcome back to my show, the beautiful Maria Menounos.
I was excited when I saw you on the lineup. I'm like, yes, Wendy. You're always so bright and happy, and you are a great interviewer, so thank you so much.
Coach Mike Krzyzewski.
Can your son play, Wendy? How big is he?
The beautiful Vanessa Williams.
I know you come from a very strong line of women.
Exactly right.
Your mom was a force to be reckoned with.
You must have read my book. Both my parents helped me become the person that I am.
Hello, friends. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. He starred in television's most treasured and long-running series, Taxi and Who's the Boss? He is everything and more you would think he would be, and he's one of the nicest and most gracious guys in the business. Tony Danza is joining me, and I was live from New York City at Valerie's. She was born and raised in New York City. Her super successful podcast, We Met at Acne, chronicles the ups and downs of dating in New York City and so much more. She is the sweetest thing ever. Podcast host Lindsay Metzlar is joining me. And HGTV stars Chip and Polly Wade share their top tips for achieving home wellness. Wellness, the goal of achieving health in mind and body, is something we all strive for.
You can listen to her on our weekly podcast, We Met at Acne, which dives into all things millennial, from dating to dating etiquette to sex on the first date and so much more. I am thrilled to welcome to my podcast, and I love her so much, Lindsay Metzlar.
Oh, love you too, Wendy. Thank you for having me.
I feel like the minute I met you, I bonded with you.
100%. It's just an energy thing.
You're just that person. You really are. So tell me, what was the inspiration behind this podcast and the name? I love the name.
Thank
we
you.
Met at
Thank
Acme.
You. So I was always like the dating guru out of my friends. Everyone came to me for dating advice. And then all of a sudden, I woke up one day and I was like dumped out of the blue. And I was like, holy, maybe I don't know anything about dating. And I have a lot more to learn. So I went looking for a dating podcast, which at the time did not exist. And I was like, maybe I should just be the one to start this dating podcast and to learn more about dating through this journey. And it's honestly been amazing ever since.
So just like that, you're like, let me go search and find out why this happened.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And that was really it. And then I ended up learning so much about dating, about myself, about other people's dating experience. And I just couldn't stop because I was like addicted to the learning and,
right,
and understanding about other people.
So We Met at Acme. Tell me about that. The title.
The title is based on a popular bar in the city, and it just comes from, like, you know, people always ask, how did you meet when you have a partner?
Right.
And I just thought it sounded really cool. Like, oh, we met at Acme. It just rolled off the tongue for me. I always thought Acme was a cool spot, and I just wanted that to be the name because I was like, you know what? We Met signifies that it has to have to do with dating.
Right, right.
And Acme can be anything you want it to be. I mean, for you, it was a grocery store, so.
Right. True. That's what it was. I was like, wait, we met. Is that the grocery store, Acme? I was like, what? But it's true. Everyone, the first thing they say is, oh, so how did you guys meet?
Right.
So that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so why do you think your podcast resonates with so many people? Is it because everyone's looking for love?
Yeah, I think everyone's looking for love. I think we also talk so much about, like, normalizing things on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And, like, for example, dating apps. They're, like, over 54% of people are meeting on dating apps these days. And no one's really talking about it. And I think it's so important to take away the stigma for these things. And like one partnership I have right now is with Net10 Wireless, and we're at the event, and I just think it's so important to, like, be in touch with technology when it comes to dating and use your smartphone, because everyone has their phone in their hand at all times. And so right now they're offering this amazing plan. It's $50 for unlimited talk and text and 15 gigabytes of data. So you can be texting, you can be on every dating app possible and meet as many people as you can, because it's a numbers game, as we were talking about tonight. It's really just meeting as many people as you can and maximizing that potential with technology that we have, whereas years ago when people were dating, they didn't have that opportunity.
So I think it's also like the, in the world of dating apps, whether it's Hinge or Bumble or Match or whatever it is, you think it's okay?
Oh, yeah. I think it's so okay. I think, again, like over 54% of people have met on dating apps. I've been to weddings from Tinder. I've been to, you know, weddings from Grindr. I think it's like so cool to have met on a dating app. It's there's nothing lame about it.
It's because people are so busy now. Men and women now that are coming to their own, we don't have time to go out. We don't have time to go out and mingle and, and date. And by the way, walking into a bar, do you think that like you're going to meet your person? Is it like that nowadays?
Not really. I mean, I don't remember the last time I heard anyone say they met someone in a bar. It's either like it's always a form of modern technology, whether it's like they were set up, it happened on Instagram, it happened like on a dating show, you know? It's like it's so modern these days that I mean, no one really goes up to each other in a bar, and that's okay because times are changing.
What do you think? What is the most asked questions by men to you and to and women? What do they ask?
That's a great question. I think women always ask me like how to define a relationship, like how to get the relationship to the next level. And men, I'm trying to think because I feel like men are always asking me something different. There's not like a universal. But I would say men probably ask like where to meet quality women.
It's nice. It's nice to hear that actually.
Yeah.
Where to meet quality women. Because you wonder if men think like that still.
Right. And I think a lot of men are still scared to be on dating apps. Like they feel like it's lame, but it's the opposite, if anything.
Do you think it's more men or women that are scared of dating apps?
I think probably men. Men have always been scared of any dating help.
Dating help, right. Like asking for directions. It's the same
exactly.
thing. Men won't ask for directions. What are what are the top
theme.
Rules for dating, or the top three rules for dating?
I would say, first of all, have an open mind. Don't be like, I have a type and I'm not going, I'm not changing it. Two, be busy. Don't change your schedule around for a partner. That's always a bad idea. And it comes off as desperate. And three, like, enjoy the process and smile. Because no one likes someone who's like, I hate being single.
Right.
It's just not fun to be around that person.
I like that. Enjoy the process. I think people need to think more like that. Enjoy the process. It's not like it's a job.
Right.
Enjoy the journey.
And like, you know, similar to Net 10, like there's no commitment. You're going on a date. You can do whatever you want to do. You go on the date. You don't like it. That's fine.
Right.
You know?
Okay. So best first dating conversations. It's always hard. Like you don't want to give too much, but you don't want to give too little, but you don't want to talk about exes or past relationships, right? What's your advice on that?
I think what I really love to do sometimes on a date, and some people think it's intense, but there's this article that's pretty famous. It's from New York Times, and it's called The 36 Questions That Lead to Love.
Ooh.
If you skim these questions, there's at least five that you can ask and get away with asking on a first date that just take the conversation like just a little bit deeper.
Okay.
And granted, there are some questions on there that are a little too dark. But if you stick to the light ones, there are great suggestions on there.
I like that. We're going to have to research that. We're going to put it out there on social media too.
You got to do
okay,
it.
Okay, so most interesting things that you've learned from all this?
I've learned that nothing happens in like your comfort zone. And in order to actually be happy when it comes to love, when it comes to your career, anything, you have to not be afraid of change. Whether that's changing your wireless plan or changing your dating life and leaving a relationship that might not be serving you any longer.
How We Met at Acme is the number one podcast out there. Lindsay Metzler, I love her so much. If you haven't tuned into her podcast, you have to. The Humor in Dating gives young men and women advice on how to navigate through the fast-paced waters of the city life and dating. It's fascinating. Everything about your podcast is fascinating to me. I want you to share a few stories with us, good and bad, and also your dream podcast guest.
So I'll start with dream podcast guest because you mentioned him earlier in our dinner.
Oh, no.
Howard Stern.
Oh, my God. I would love him, too.
I just think he is so smart, and he's, you know, he's been through it. He's had dark times where he messed up, and he's really come out on top, and he's really shown that he is a good interviewer and knows what he's doing. So
he's
Howard
honest
Stern,
and he's raw and he's real.
Yeah, he's honest and raw and real. And then some bad stories from dating. Oh, okay. One bad story. I went out on a date with a guy. He ended up inviting me to Denver on a second date. I went to Denver, not sure why, and found out that he had a girlfriend. So that happened.
Wait, so that was brave.
Yeah.
You packed your bags and flew to Denver.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Second date. Wow.
He had a girlfriend. A good date. I went on a date, actually the first date with my ex, and I ended up choosing a restaurant. And we got to the restaurant, and he knew the owner, and we got, like, totally hooked up. It was, like, so romantic. It was a French restaurant. He spoke French. They sent us, like, free dishes. It was really, really cute. And then we walked through Washington Square Park, and we had a kiss. It was a really good date.
Wow. Amazing.
Like a typical New York date.
That does sound like that. Okay, so should we stop searching for our soulmates?
Probably. I think we put, like, expectations are the thief of joy, and, like, having any expectations to, like, meet your soulmate, or you finding one quality about someone and making it, oh my God, they have to be my husband, it just ruins the enjoyment of the moment. So just, like, live in the moment however you're feeling, like, take it day by day. Don't make these assumptions that someone's going to be your husband, your wife, your soulmate, whatever it might be.
Enjoy the journey.
Enjoy.
Okay, texting and dating. It's like, it's a hard fine line, isn't it?
It's a hard fine line. We talked about this a little bit at dinner. I like to text my partner all the time. And, like, lucky for me, I, you know, can use a plan like Net10 where it's, like, unlimited texting, because I don't know what I would do without unlimited texting.
Right.
I think some people are more talking on the phone people. Some people like different things. I'm a texter.
I am too.
Mm-hmm.
I like that connection. And sometimes it's hard to read between the texts too. So I guess you have to be careful a little bit. But I definitely like that. And like after the first date, do you think they should text you?
Oh, yeah. You're not texting them.
Right.
They should text you if they invited you on the date.
Agree. Okay. So right amount of time to date someone before you get married.
Depends on age completely. If you are 30 and above and you know yourself, it could be anywhere from maybe even 6 months to 4 years. If you're in your early 20s, like, gotta give it a good 5 years.
Okay, I agree. Yeah, early 20s, I agree. Okay. Chances of finding love on a random night out. I'm going out, I'm gonna be at a bar, I'm gonna find the love of my life. Which, in the old days, maybe that was possible. Mm-hmm. I don't know now.
They're high if you don't say you're going to find the love of your life, and if you're just having a spontaneous night with your friends, because that's when the energy is really real and exciting. Is like when you're truly enjoying yourself and you're not looking is when you find it.
Yeah, that's so true. In relationships, we should be ... what?
We should be happy. Is that too general?
I think that's perfect, actually. We should be happy, right? We should be joyous. We should be happy. Do you believe in living together first?
Oh, yeah. You have to live with someone first.
Nowadays, I think it's different than the old-fashioned days. And marriages and life isn't like that, like how it used to be.
You got to live with them.
Okay, you got to live with them. Okay, so dating in the digital world, it's hard. It's harder now, or it's easier. It could be a little bit of both, right?
It's a little bit of both, but I think honestly, it's just an additional help for us that we have the opportunity to have different mediums where we can put ourselves out there. So back in the day, like, if you didn't get a phone call, like, they were either dead or not interested in you. But now you can communicate on so many different channels and so many different ways. And it's great.
It's really amazing. It is. So if you haven't listened to our podcast yet, and I'm sure you've had, we met at Acme, Lindsay Metzlar. You have to listen to our relationship expert. She's the kindest person in the whole planet. You're like everything and everything not that I expected to meet.
Oh my God.
And I'm
what
just
did you expect?
In awe. I'm just
nervous.
I'm in awe of you. Like, what you built and what you've done and your experience, and you're
Thank
so warm
you,
and
Wendy.
Genuine. And I think so many people can learn from you, and like, we all need this in our life, you know, whether you're older or younger, like, we all need someone to, it's different. The world is different now than it used to be.
Yep.
So I think that the world of dating, we all need this little, we all need this little push. We all need this little advice. We all need this little laugh at ourselves and
Definitely.
To follow this journey together. So it's amazing. And you're absolutely
Thank
a delight.
Thank you, Wendy. It was so amazing to meet you.
Oh, same here. We're hugging and we're
hugging.
A love fest, and this is like really special. So
totally.
You'll be back again. We're going to
yes.
spend an hour together soon.
I can't wait.
And it'll be great. Last minute piece of advice for all those out there looking and searching for love.
Last minute piece of advice, be who you are. Don't change for someone else. And don't be afraid to put yourself out there.
Yeah, I think everyone's scared to put themselves out there. It's a scary thing to put yourself out there.
Nothing to be afraid of. It's like freshman year. Everyone's trying to make new friends.
Oh, I like that. That's so true. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Coming up next, he starred in Taxi and Who's the Boss, and we all loved him. Tony Danza is joining me right after this break.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Partly sunny for today with a high 30 to 35. Clear, cold tonight, 10 to 15. Sunny tomorrow, 30 to 35, and sunny low 40s on Saturday. Sunday, mostly sunny, 45 to 50, and mostly sunny near 50 on Monday. Well, be proactive when it comes to making your home safe by taking care of the damaged or dead trees in your yard. Ed the Tree Man has a midwinter special, saving you 10% on any and all work. Call Ed the Tree Man today. Make your home safe again and save money. 203-758-0261. I'm meteorologist Bill Jack, Women on 1490 WGCH.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library. Identity theft is a crime on the rise, with many people falling victim to scams every day. Officer Mark Solomon of the Greenwich Police Department will present Avoiding Imposter Scams and Other Fraudulent Schemes at Greenwich Library on Thursday, March 4th. In this program, you will learn how fraudsters get away with stealing millions from American citizens every year. Officer Solomon will provide an in-depth look at some of the imposter scams and other fraud-based schemes that target your hard-earned money and your personal identifying information. This training session will also give you critical information on how to detect and avoid these schemes, as well as an action plan should you fall victim to one of these crimes. This program will take place on Thursday, March 4th at 3 p.m. Registration is required and can be done by visiting the library's calendar of events. I'm Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Greenwich has its own sports talk program. Doubleheader weekday afternoons at 4 on 1490 WGCH. Join me, Rob Adams, as we talk about all sports, high schools, youth sports, college, the pros, and anything else. It's your show, so let's make it interactive. It's lively and it's fun. Call me at 203-661-5051 and be a part of it. That's Doubleheader, weekdays at 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Through the moment song.
You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. For more information on me and my show, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at What's Up with Wendy and on Twitter at Wendy Lowy Sloan.
Welcome to my show, Dennis Quaid.
Hello.
I'll see you out there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Wendy.
Angela Bassett, could you pick a favorite role?
I cannot. They're like all your children. Can't pick a favorite child.
Tyler Henry.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. Happy to be here.
David Osmond.
Wendy, what's up with you? That introduction just made my head explode. That was incredible.
I am the luckiest girl in the planet right now. I have a surprise guest. I'm so excited. I have chills. My heart's beating. He starred in television's most treasured and long-running series, Taxi, Who's the Boss? And his show, The Good Cop, on Netflix. I can't believe it. Welcome to my show, Tony Danza. Thank you!
Hello, Wendy. No, please, thank you.
My heart's beating fast.
I'm telling you, you know what? I got to tell you something. Every time I hear that theme from Taxi, it was by Bob James, I just get so, hold on a second, I got the stupid TV on. I get so, I don't know, it has an effect on me. It was unbelievable when it came on. I didn't expect to hear it, you know, so it surprised me.
Well, you surprised me.
No, you made my day.
You made my weekend.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
I just want to hang out with you all day. I can't believe you're a grandpa.
Yeah, I know. It's wonderful. Let me tell you. It's the only thing that's wrong with it, you know what's terrible about it? It's not terrible. To watch your son father his sons, it's so profound. Especially because he's so much better at it than I was. And so, you know, I said to him one day, I said, you know, Mark, because I was a young father, I said, you know the difference between you and me as a father? I can tell you the truth. You know, when you see how you take your kids to play baseball, I used to take you to watch me play baseball. And then at the end of the game, I'd say, how'd I do? I mean, this is so crazy to watch him. It's magnificent. It's wonderful.
Oh, I bet it is.
And
we got to take it back a little bit. Does people realize that you were actually a boxer turned actor? And I still see you as a boxer. Like just your voice, the way you talk, like
I just boxed 3 rounds just a little while ago.
You still do it?
I did. I got to stop doing it, but I did. Yeah, so I got to stop doing it. I really do have to stop doing it.
Did you love it?
You know, we don't kill each other, but even so, you know, boxing's like swimming in a way. You know why? Because you know when you go swimming, you get wet.
Yes.
Well, when you box, you get hit. There's no getting around it. It's like, oh God. So there's some of that. So, but yeah, I love it. I still do it. I still hit bags. I still do all of that, and I train because you know when you're a fighter, you always think the other guy's training. And he's going to beat you up when you get to the, you know what I mean? He's going to be in better shape than you. So, because I don't know. I've been motivated all my life when it comes to that.
But that's so good. It keeps you healthy.
It sure does.
It keeps you healthy.
But just in general, I think you have to stay active. Like, you know where I'm going? You know what I'm doing? I'm going to leave in a minute. I'm going to my tap class. I got a tap class on 72nd Street. So I got to walk to 72nd Street. And everyone's going to be at
72nd Street right now if they heard that. They're all going to be bombarding you. I want to tap dance with you. Oh, my gosh.
I'm dancing with Hal Shane. Hal Shane was one of the original Rhythm Kings. Oh. And it's really fun. Because he does a lot of this stuff that the old-time tap dancers did, the Honey Coles and the Jimmy Slides and the the Pat Ricos, you know? It's really fun. It's really like a different kind of style of tap.
I bet it is.
You know, I have just the most wonderful music director. His name is John Otto. He was Rosemary Clooney's musical director. So I'm very lucky to have him. He's not only given us some great arrangements, but he's made me better. And so that we have that. And we played all sorts of incredible performing arts centers in the Midwest that were built in the 20s. And pretty soon we're going to have to say the 1920s,
right?
Because we're going to have our own 20s soon. But and then we were in Canada, and we played like state-of-the-art, you know, a couple of years old. It was good. So it's been so much fun to go around and do that. And one of the things, Wendy, to do this kind of a show, you have to go out and do it. You can't learn it in a book or in a class. You have to go out and do it and experience what it feels like and how to be comfortable with it and how to be able to make the connection with the audience. And in order to do that, not only does it take time, but you have to be in all these varied, you know, these varied venues. Like one night you're singing in the Ridgefield Playhouse. The next night you're singing a ballad as the roller coaster goes by.
Oh, God.
And so that, but those experiences is what turn you into a professional at it. And so then we have stories from my professional and personal life that are sort of weaved into the songs to evoke a certain emotion and make a connection with the audience. I tap, and then I bring out, you ready?
Yes.
My secret weapon. Secret weapon. My ukulele.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My ukulele. It's. Let me tell you, it's unbelievable. What I do with it is not what everybody else does with the ukulele. That's the key.
You're more charming than I ever thought you were. Okay, so Tony, you and me, we have to talk about Taxi and Who's the Boss. Okay, the most treasured shows on television ever. What was it like?
Yeah, well,
gosh.
I feel really, really fortunate. I mean, you have to understand that, you know, Hollywood is set up sort of to give people breaks, you know, because they're cheaper, they're younger, they're, you know, whatever. But very rarely do you get a break like Taxi. And, you know, and not only for the obvious reasons of, you know, success and everything. The other reasons was, you know, I got a program here in the city called the PAL, the Police Athletic League Acting Program. It's a teen acting program. So youth development through performance. Because when you perform and you have to adhere to certain things, like you have to listen, you have to stand up straight, you got to open your, you know, you got to be there, you got to let your guard down, be part of something bigger than yourself. Those kind of things are the things we do in life.
Right.
And so I really, not only that, but I was surrounded by this wonderful group of people from Danny Judd, Jeff Conaway, and Mary Lou, and Chris, and then in Who's the Boss, the same kind of thing. But you develop through that performance. And especially in Taxi, for me, remember, could you imagine what they felt? I can't imagine they welcomed. Imagine if me, right now, they would have called me. You're like, I'll tell you, the good cop, they told me Josh Groban. I said, I never saw him act. What are you talking about? So imagine them. They got the greatest show. They got the greatest writers. They get the best time slot on TV. Oh, there's this fighter in New York. He's never acted before. We're going to put him in the show. How would I react? You know? But they welcomed me, and they let me thrive. They let me get better at it because it really was like being in school. Remember, not only did you have the actors, but you had Jim Brooks and Jim Burrows and Stan Daniels and all these incredible Harvey Miller, all these incredible writers there. Comedy school, you know?
Well, you must have been pinching yourself. Like
I was, and I was thrilled. I mean, and I just want you to know. So imagine, you're in your 20s, you're a bum fighter from New York. All of a sudden, you're on the best show on TV, and you're in Hollywood. It was crazy.
You couldn't write it any better, right? You couldn't wish it any better.
It was really a break for the good guys. It really was.
What does your son say about that?
Well, you know, he was on the set, and he's in two episodes of Taxi.
Oh, really?
He's in two. Yes, he plays. There's a show where. I'm going to be walking because I got to make my lesson. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, you got to go. You got to go walk. Okay.
Yeah, but you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm coming with you to tap. I can't believe
you're taking me with you.
Oh my gosh!
Getting in the elevator in my building.
It's our first date.
So anyway, my son plays Brian. He plays this little kid He did two shows. The first show he did, he's in a wheelchair, and I have to fight this champion. And it's his hero. He wrote the guy, and the guy came out of retirement because he's so inspired by this handicapped kid. And of course, he chooses me as his opponent. And so now, if I win this fight, I end up, of course, the only fight I ever win is I beat this guy and break this little kid's heart. He says a great line in there. Can you hear me, Wendy?
Yeah, I can hear you in the elevator. Yeah. We're going to tap.
I'm in an elevator, yeah.
Yeah, I got
so
you.
He says at one point, he says, you beat my fighter. You beat my fighter. You know how hard it is to get a fighter to come to the hospital? We keep getting singers. And then he did another show where I actually adopt him, where Tony Banta adopts a kid.
Wow.
Oh, boys. Hello, boys. The guy's in the lobby. All right. Great. Thank you.
Say hey from What's Up with Wendy.
Hey, boys, you got to see the decorating for Halloween. It's incredible.
It is.
I'll see you later. Yeah.
They must love you. Everybody, when you walk down the street, do people, what do they say to you?
Juan, what's happening, Wally? I will, babe. You didn't even know I'm going tap dancing, Wendy. How about that?
You and I, we're going on our first dance. I can't believe it.
Yeah, so look where we are. Let me tell you where we are. We're on the corner of 67th and Columbus in Manhattan. And we're walking uptown on the north side of the street. And let's see.
God, I miss
it's
the city.
It's a really beautiful neighborhood. It really is a great neighborhood. You know, I've been here a long time. You love the city?
I love it. The city that never sleeps.
Oh, I know. I can't imagine living anywhere else. I talk about it in the show. I talk about my love of this crazy city in the show.
Well, when I move back to the city one day, I'm going to move near you.
Well, thank you.
That's going to happen. Tony, you are my favorite person.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I hope I see you out there.
Thank
All
you
right.
so much, Tony. Enjoy your dance.
I'm going to tell Hal Shane that you said hi.
Tell him I said hi. You don't have to hang up. Right, I can stay with you. You know, we can still be together.
Stay with me then. I'm only walking. I'm good.
You're
be there by 12.
Okay, as long
I'm
as
going to Ripley Greer Studios on 72nd Street, and I'm crossing 69th Street. Now I've walked two blocks. And we're going to pass by one of my favorite restaurants in a minute, the Cease, a little French place.
Oh.
Nice in the summer and the fall and the spring. You can sit outside. A lot of construction in New York.
I know.
It's
what's
the
going
bane of our existence.
Yeah, what's
the
going
bane
on
of
there?
Our existence. Well, that's a good question. We should ask Mayor de Blasio.
We should.
We should ask him. What's going on here? No, it's just, you know what it is? I'm not the only one who loves New York. A lot of people want to live here. And unfortunately, there's a big problem, like a lot in the country, is the inequality.
Right.
Where, you know, you have people buying $50 million apartments and 100,000 kids. Over 100,000 kids in New York City are in shelters.
Oh, wow.
100,000 students. Like kids that go to school and then end up back in the shelters. So it's tough. It's a tough... I mean, you know, on the one hand, you feel very fortunate to be here. On the other hand, you know, you wonder about why it's, you know, we allow it to get to this point.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But that's just, hey, look, I'm in that mood today.
Yeah, you're in that mood. Listen, it's all yeah. good. It's all good. Tony,
you know what I get to do, Wendy?
What do you get to do?
The thing I like to do most, I think, in my life, the thing I like to do most is to sing. I know it's crazy, but that's it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I love to dance. I love to sing, but, geez, I love to sing.
you can sing to me going out if you want. I wish my show was longer because I would continue to talk to you.
I wish I had my youth with me. I'd lay a tune on you. I'd lay a tune on you, sure.
Tony, I can't tell you, thank you so much for surprising me today. You made my day.
Honey, it's my pleasure. I'm glad we got together.
Hey, listen, if you're in Greenwich, come co-host with me anytime.
I would love that. You know what? Who knows? I'm up there. Maybe they'll have it. I'll try. I'll make sure that Stephen knows. He's listening on the phone.
Okay, Stephen, connect us, please, so Tony can come co-host with me.
Sure thing.
Okay. Thanks, you guys. This was awesome. Tony, you made my day. I'm serious.
Okay. And Wendy, guess what?
What?
I'm at 72nd Street right now.
Perfect.
I made it. Perfect timing. Okay,
okay. Thanks for taking us with you. You too, Tony. Thanks. Up next, HGTV stars Chip and Polly Wade are sharing their tips for achieving home wellness.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Partly sunny for today with a high 30 to 35. Clear, cold tonight, 10 to 15. And sunny tomorrow with a high 30 to 35. On Saturday, sunny skies, 40 to 45. More sunshine, 45 to 50 Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny near 50, back to rain showers near 45 on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Bill Jack, women on 1490 WGCH.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Laura.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Lap top of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i7 processor is just $569.99.
You save $260 on this super slim, stylish PC powerhouse.
But hurry, this and other PC deals are good this week only.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/22/20 while supplies last.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
Not good. Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break and no one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile's super fast network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get 4 lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Everything but politics. That's what my show is about. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. What am I about? I'm about resilience. I'm about attitude, a lot of heart, and definitely a sense of humor. And I've heard that people feel better after listening to my show. I always look for the light in the dark, and I give you hope everything's going to be okay in your day. Delusionally young, outrageously fun. I book dynamic, upbeat guests. Check it out.
Debbie is heard at her new time, 11 till noon, every Monday through Friday on 1490 WGCH.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Through the moonlight song.
You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. For more information on me and my show, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at What's Up with Wendy and on Twitter at Wendy Lowy Sloan.
Welcome to my show, Cookie Johnson. My God, even if I wasn't a basketball fan, I'd be your biggest fan.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Billy Bob Thornton, you had a tryout with the Kansas City Royals. Who knew that?
Yeah, I did. I tried out for the Royals. I got my collarbone broken.
Thanks, John Tesh.
Thanks. Great job.
Welcome to my show, Henry Winkler.
Thank you so very much.
I think you're one of the nicest guys in showbiz. It's true.
That's a lovely thing, but I will say I'm one of the happiest and luckiest guys in showbiz.
Craftman Carpenter, HGTV personality Chip Wade, realtor HGTV personality Polly Wade, WadeWorks creative co-founders are joining me live to discuss tips to create wellness in your home. Welcome both of you to my show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, hi.
Thank you for being here. Home wellness. So a recent survey of home wellness, 99% of Americans said they achieve a healthy home, that to achieve a healthy home was important, but 64% said that their home isn't as healthy as they'd like it to be.
That is exactly right. And I think we can all relate to that. We all like the idea of having a healthy home, but it's just, we don't necessarily know what to do. So we've got a handful of easy tips we put together that I think everybody can benefit from.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, first tip is super simple. It's to take your shoes off when you come in your front door. Not only are you tracking dirt, but you're actually bringing in airborne toxins into your house on the soles of your shoes. I mean, think about wherever you walk, you know, all the things that your shoes pick up, and then you bring it into the house. It doesn't just stay on the floor. It gets into the air that we breathe. So if you have a small bench, a little cozy nook, a place where you and your guests can both sit and be comfortable and take off their shoes before, you eliminate a lot of those toxins that you bring into your house.
That's so smart. Such a good, when you think about it, like I'm listening to you say, I'm like, yes, of course. You don't want to walk through your whole house with shoes where you've been God knows where all day.
Well, yeah, you think it's just like, oh, okay, I've like checked the bottom of my shoes. They look clean, but they're not.
Yes.
Like, that's the misconception. And another really interesting misconception from that survey was that most people think that their indoor air is cleaner than their outdoor air, but the EPA says it can be up to 5 times more polluted inside our houses than it can be outside. So the really easy tip for that is just to open your windows, especially on these beautiful weather days. Open those windows so that those indoor toxins can get out. Let that outdoor fresh air get in and kind of recirculate through the house.
Smart, too. Good. Easy tips, too.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, and while we're talking about air filtration, everybody knows you need to change your air filters. But similar to changing your oil, sometimes you let it slip a little bit too long, right? You know, maybe you go 5,000 or 6,000 miles and be like, whoops, gotta go get that done. But that's another thing on our to-do list, which, again, that brings stress into our lives, having more to think about. I like to remove things to think about. So actually subscribing to a subscription-based filtration replacement is one of the smartest things that you can do. You log in one time, put in your filter size, and then every 3 months – you can get a new one sent to your doorstep, and that's when you know you need to change them. Actually, Second Nature has a great subscription plan that does this awesome.
So
but just
smart.
Imagine that, right? Mm-hmm. It's just something else to take off your calendar, to take off your to-do list, and when it shows up in a cardboard box, we're always eager to open it up, right?
Yeah, true. What is it? What did I order now?
Oh, yay, I forgot I ordered that.
You know what? You're right. Then you don't have to think about it. I mean, there's so many things we have to think about in our daily lives. This is like takes it off the list.
That's right. Now, while you're thinking of filtration, the other thing is actually our water quality. A lot of folks are like, I don't know if the water in my city is good. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't. Maybe it tastes okay, but I don't really know. Right. So what I recommend is actually getting a water filtration system for the house. But you don't have to do like the whole house, big, crazy, expensive thing. Start with your refrigerator. Most refrigerators have a water filter built inside. They're very cost effective, and you only replace them every 6 months or so. What we found actually in that same survey is that 4 out of 5 Americans actually think filtered tap water tastes just as good as bottled water, and it absolutely does.
I agree. I agree 100%.
So if we can just, I mean, most bottled water is glorified tap water anyways. So, I mean, I just read something the other day that was like, oh, goodness. Well, you know, so a lot of it is your own perception of what it is that you're drinking. But if you can have an actual filter on it and know that that water is clean and that it tastes good, we're not buying all that extra plastic. We also have an unlimited supply of it. And I like to have good ice to drink water on top of. That's what I do. I have a big, massive, like 40-ounce cup that I keep on my desk. I fill it with good of that, you know, that little cubelet ice that just makes everything taste better. I fill it up with water, and I drink a lot more water, and I can just do it right straight out of the tap.
Smart. Smart. I like that. Okay. So if you just tuned in, I'm talking to HGTV personalities Chip and Polly Wade, changing, updating your light bulbs.
That's another thing that folks don't even realize makes a difference in your home wellness. And it's more about light temperature than anything else. It's not just about getting energy efficient light bulbs. So our bodies are actually very, very responsive to light and light temperature. So it's proven that kind of later in the evening, if we have a warmer light, like more of a golden light rather than that cool blue light that's a little bit dimmer, it actually puts our bodies in a state that gets us ready for a more restful sleep. So, again, that's an easy thing that we can do. Now, earlier in the day, our bodies actually respond more to cool light with higher intensity.
Oh.
So that makes us more alert. It makes us more conversational. All these types of things also improve relationships, right? So the tip here is that there's technology out there where you can buy one light bulb that you can actually change temperatures throughout the day just and make settings to where you can just set it one time and say, like, hey, at 8 p.m., the light changes to this color temperature.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and it's awesome, and then you don't have to deal with it. But, I mean, these are little things, though, that actually do have impact on our well-being.
I can see that. So which ones do you recommend?
There's all kinds of different ones. So in fact, there's so many brands. Most brands have a version of this,
okay.
So it doesn't even take that long to look to find them. A lot of it is about the lighting control, right? So pick the one that has the interface that you like. In fact,
okay.
You may have an app that already controls a brand. So what I recommend is more so than the brand, find one that is easy to control from an app maybe that you already are using to just eliminate having excess apps and controls.
Times have changed, haven't they?
They have, but in a good way when we know what's important to look for and what to implement.
And what about clutter?
Clutter, of course. Well, to each his own on that. I'm a neat freak, more so than my wife.
I heard that.
But, I mean, I like having less stuff to just hold dirt and debris. I mean, similar kind of the first tip we shared with you, the less stuff that you have,
yeah.
The easier it is to clean. So there is some merit to...
And it feels good to get rid of all that stuff.
I agree. Yeah. I'm in your camp.
I hold on to things too, but when I get rid of things, I'm like, wow, that feels really good.
We live in a very, prosperous time, but for me, if I'm not using something... I mean, again, we read all these things about things bringing you joy and all that type of stuff. Like, everybody has their own perspective on all of this. But for me, it's like if I haven't touched it or utilized it in about 6 months, it actually is better for me to either give it away or get rid of it, even if I have to engage with it again later.
Yeah.
The amount of stress to store it, to clutter it, and to hoard it, honestly, is, I think, more of an offset than just cleansing yourself from it and then going back and re-engaging it. If we think that we... can't, cycle things through. I think that this is kind of a statement of like the compromise of having a lot, and prosperity. That's kind of like the flip side to it.
But that's the purpose behind home wellness is making those choices up front that set you up for success. So whether it's whatever method you pick, a one in, one out, or however you purge, or whatever you're doing to make sure that your systems are updated, it's making those decisions up front and then kind of coasting from there.
And if you don't want to do it yourself, make your kids do it first.
Right, exactly. Get those shoes off before you walk in the house. HGTV personalities Chip and Polly Wade, thank you so much for joining us on secondnature.com. They can go get more information. This is all about home wellness. Thank you for bringing us those great tips.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks you too. This show is copyrighted by What's Up with Wendy for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the written consent of What's Up with Wendy is prohibited. You can subscribe to my podcast, What's Up with Wendy, on all major podcast apps, including Apple, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, Google, YouTube, and more. Thanks to all my amazing guests today. Have a wonderful rest of the week and weekend.
Follow Wendy on Facebook and Instagram at What's Up With Wendy and on Twitter at Wendy Loewy Sloan. No, I've still got a lot of fight left in me.